Stock market finishing just down. Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. A little bit frustrating, actually. It was one of those days, I call it a waxing and waning day. It was up 20 and it was down 20 and it was up 15 and down 15. And it seemed to be responding to news from overseas. Is there a trade deal? Is there not one? Have they done a deal on the currency? Have they not done one? Dow futures jumping up and down 200 or 300 points and driving markets with it. So it's a funny sort of day, but we finished the day down 4 points. 6,663. Another three, the side of that devil's number. didn't quite get there. So as a result of that, companies basically stayed the same. Like, for example, the four banks, the biggest mover was Westpac up 10 today. So they all moved barely 10 cents barely.
And on the news front, Kevin, Aurora Packaging Group, what's going on there?
Oh, well, they've sold their packaging business, which is quite extraordinary for their cardboard packaging unit to Japan Nippon Paper for $1.7 billion, if
Huge.
You don't mind. So they're going to pocket $1.2 billion after tax, and now they pay back some loans and the like. But a very positive thing for the company. It's funny, you know, I was recently overseas, and everywhere I went, I can see packaging everywhere. Like, but I mean, garbage waiting to be taken away.
Yes.
Seems to be overpackaged these days. So I was very impressed to see them selling their packaging division. I think they can see what's coming as people are more conscious of that sort of thing. And they're expanding their Australasian canning and bottling units and their North American business. So a smart move by them. The shares had a great day as a result of that. They finished, what do we see now? Up 38 to $3.11, so up 14% for the day. Also going up today was a few of the biotech companies, PolyNovo up 12%, Avita Holdings up 5%. They did well, and Brambles finally had a company producing some good news from an AGM, and their stock was up 40 cents today to $11.40. So they did well. The gold price, it's better again, about $3 or $4. It's $1,508, but the Aussie dollar's been a little bit weaker, so it's $22.34 on that front. Euros are costing you $1.63 today, and sterling's back down to 181.
All right, down 4 points, 6,663. We'll chat tomorrow. Thank you, Kevin.
Look forward to it. Thank you.